Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Back here on Papa and Lund alongside Greg Papa, I am Kerry Crowley filling in for John Lund. It's time to go down to the desert, and we're joined by the San Francisco Chronicle's beat reporter Susan Slusser covering the San Francisco Giants. And Susan, what a great time to be in Arizona. I lived there for 5 years, and I have to say, no better time to be in the desert than July 4th and the entire month of July, really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like going out and about, like maybe for a hike or something. Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't want to be scaling Camelback today, which seems like the Giants kind of have to do that to get back to playing the baseball. Ever since summer arrived, the boys of summer have kind of gone the other way. Not a good weekend against the White Sox, not a great game yesterday. But the big news is the injury involving Anthony DeSclafani and this ankle injury. He's going to need surgery, Susan. So just tell us what you know about this, and it's going to be out, 4 or 5 months. The state of the rotation right now until Jacob Junis comes back. You got Rodon, you got Webb, and the two Alexes. They're kind of light. So tell us what you know about the surgery coming for T-bone and what it means to the rotation right now.
Well, we talked about this, like how strange it was that Anthony DeSclafani's ankle injury kept kind of cropping up again, especially after an offseason off. So, it kind of makes sense that he was going to have some sort of surgical intervention. Usually when weird things like that keep cropping up over and over, despite rest and therapy and treatment and all of that kind of stuff, that's what happens. So he had not been effective this year. The injury obviously had a lot to do with that and the time off, et cetera. So I'm not going to say, it just doesn't affect much from what they've been doing this year, because he really hasn't been much of a factor for them. So they need Junis back. The good thing is it really seems like for a grade 2 hamstring strain, he's going to miss the minimal amount of time with that. He's not on the 60-day IL, which is, usually a grade 2 hamstring. That can be up to 2 months. So I think the hope is he comes back. He was going to throw to hitters again this week and then maybe head out on a rehab assignment. I know they don't want to rush it. And until then, it's going to be guys like Sam Long filling in. The fact they did have the 2 days off last week meant, some of the other guys get a little more rest, but man, not what they need. And then Kurt Casale leaves last night with, what looks like an oblique strain. That is, virtually always an IL stay, especially for a guy who hits in a demanding position like catcher. I can't imagine he's not IL bound, and probably for several weeks at the least, which means Joey Bart comes back. At least they're covered there. It looks like he has taken well to some of the swing changes that he's made and been working on so diligently. So honestly, probably sooner than they'd like to see Joey Bart back, but he knows the pitching staff. He is a guy who is working to get better and has had a great attitude about everything throughout. So, at least they're somewhat covered there.
Susan, I do want to pick your brain about Joey Bart and kind of the directives that he was sent to Sacramento with in a moment. But in going back to DeSclafani and maybe looking at Tommy La Stella with his Achilles and some of the other chronic injuries that Giants players have dealt with this year, Lamont Wade Jr. with the knee, Luis Gonzalez with the back, these are not new issues in the cases of some players who've dealt with these as far back as 2020, 2021. Just how much of an impact do you think the 99-day lockout had on the training staff and the players' preparedness coming into the season and some of the issues that we've seen crop up over the early portion, I guess now that we're at the mid-portion of this 2022 season?
Probably Probably some. It's really so case by case. Like Luis Gonzalez gets a back thing usually every couple of years. That I'm not overly concerned with. Some guys just kind of get that, you know, you sleep wrong or whatever. And he said usually that's a week or two. He should be back pretty soon. And honestly, if I'm the Giants, I get him back pronto. I figure out a way to get him on the roster. LaStella with the ankle thing, he clearly does not look quite right. Still, he has had surgery. I don't, you know, he had the surgery before the lockout. I don't know how much an impact that has had on him because he couldn't play, you know, until really after spring training. He doesn't look right. He's not a defense first kind of guy anyway. He's really more of a DH at this point. That's limiting their roster flexibility. And I'm not sure how much longer they can carry several guys who are really offense first. It is really, especially when you're talking about trying to get somebody like Luis Gonzalez, who's been very useful. And, you know, but Gabe Kapler keeps talking about energy. Who's given them energy this year? It's been Luis Gonzalez. He's kind of stood out in that respect. And like he and Jock Peterson have been the two guys who have been consistent hitters. And, you know, poor defense leads to poor energy. Not hitting, not scoring runs leads to poor energy. Like all of these things are factors. I think they need to figure out a way to get him back on and quickly. So, yeah, the lockout might have had some impact on that. But yeah, they've got some older guys. They just keep getting hurt. That's what you expect.
And right now, it's their third five-game losing streak of the year. Hell, they didn't have a losing streak like this at all till August of last year. And the big reason why, because their starting pitching was so good last year, you just didn't go on these long losing streaks. Rodon and Webb have been solid. Rodon 7-5 with a 2.87. Even yesterday wasn't a great outing. He's still having a great year, arguably an all-star. And Logan Webb 7-3 with a 3.13. The other starters, Alex Cobb, Tony D, Jacob Junis, Alex Wood, others, the bullpenners, 11-13, Susan, with an ERA over 5. You mentioned Casale, you know, IL and Bart coming back. We've talked about adding a catcher. Do the Giants need between now and August the 2nd to go out and get a starting pitcher? And there's one guy in Oakland, Frankie Montas, who actually left his start early in Seattle after just one inning, and he's got a little something going on with tightness in his shoulder. Do you think Farhan is going to be in the market aggressively between now and August the 2nd, assuming his team plays better baseball and they're buyers and not sellers to go out and add a starting pitcher?
Well, I think so, and I would factor the Matthew Boyd setback with his flexor tendon into that too, because their starting pitching depth period is poor. They're not covered if they have another injury in the rotation. They're really not. Look, Junis has been excellent when he's been in there. When he's back, he's a more than solid number three. And I take Cobb and Wood as 4 and 5. Cobb in particular has been really the victim of poor defense, bad luck, batting average on ball in play, things like that show, you know, he's actually having a much better season than the numbers. Wood is not as good as he's been last year. He's a number five now, probably for me, but man, nobody competes harder than Alex Wood, and I got no problem with him as a number five, but they really do need another starter. You're absolutely right. They are just not covered. I mean, if I'm the Giants, I'm talking to the A's pretty seriously about Sean Murphy and Frankie Montas. Now, they need to know that Montas is, healthy. You don't want to go out and get yet another guy who's going to go on the IL. So I'm sure they're looking at many, many options. If they still think that they are contenders this year, which I hope they do, they have a lot of flaws. But where is this team going? They want that third wild card spot. That's kind of, not the best, really. That's not saying a lot, but they got a shot at that, and they need to stay in striking distance of it.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Susan Slusser of the San Francisco Chronicle does a tremendous job covering the San Francisco Giants. Joining us here, and Susan, you talked about Frankie Montas and Sean Murphy, and this is a point that Marty Lurie raised with me over the weekend. Do you think the Giants could entertain a major league trade, a baseball trade, as Farhan likes to call them, where, you know, you mentioned that the Giants have a surplus of offense-first players who don't do much with the glove, where they could look for a starting pitcher elsewhere with a team that maybe has a surplus of starters and needs a hitter? Is there a way to get a deal done where they don't go full into buyer or seller mode right now this early in July, knowing that they have so many needs to address?
Yeah, there probably is. I mean, there are a few guys I don't think that they would even remotely think of entertaining a trade. You know, they're not trading Peterson. He's been their, one of their real stalwarts, obviously, so that some of the younger guys aren't going anywhere. Is there much of a market for a Darren Ruff or a Tommy La Stella right now? I don't know, but maybe you can move them and pick up, you know, the rest of the contract, particularly, you know, it's not much, and maybe take off, a little less in terms of the prospects you're giving up. If I'm the Giants, I'm not too worried about giving up prospects at this point. They're going to have a few who are completely and utterly untouchable. But after that, that the odds are a lot of those guys aren't going to make it. And if they do, they're not going to be, all-star players. Go ahead and move them for some big pieces.
Yeah, that's why I think these games coming up at Petco, after you leave Arizona, go to San Diego. And the Giants haven't been to San Diego all year. That was supposed to be the season opening series, but it got banged because the season started later, and they got to add the game on Thursday. And it's four big games right now. San Diego's clearly a wild card team. You got to close the gap there. So if you don't play better baseball in the next several weeks, Susan, you cited some of the names. One guy we're talking about today, and he wasn't even in the lineup yesterday against Bum, but his at-bats over the weekend against the righties of the White Sox, just not good. Brandon Crawford has been hurt, ineffective. But Brandon Belt, and we can say the same thing, hurt and the COVID and everything, but he's a shell of himself. I mean, his swing and his miss rate compared to what it was last year. And, the manager's talking about energy and a lack of energy. And this guy, and it was all in fun last year with the captaincy and wearing the captain hat. But do you ever see, since his contract is up, if the Giants don't turn this around in the next several weeks, them making Brandon Belt available via trade?
I'd be hard pressed to see that. I would. I think that disrupts clubhouse chemistry. I think he's a guy, he's going to turn things around. This is a guy who knows how to hit. For me, I do wonder, I don't know how to say this delicately. He doesn't, his power is down. He is hitting an awful lot of balls to the warning track. This might be baseball related, just in terms of like the humidor effect or the baseball effect. I don't know. A lot of guys are seeing that, but his value last year was so much with his power, and we're just not really seeing that kind of thing. And you're right, the swing and miss is up. He's a guy I feel like is going to turn things around there. So I'm not overly concerned about him, but yeah, when they talk about energy level being down, he's a guy you could point to and say that time's on the IL and now not doing much. I think that does affect him. He is a big personality in the clubhouse. And he has not been a factor recently.
Susan, yesterday David Villar gets called up and Gabe Kapler says, you can't expect him to have the 1,000 OPS that he had at AAA Sacramento, where he hit 21 home runs, was just on a tear, really felt that he should have been up in May or June. But he gets the call, immediate first pitch success against Madison Bumgarner. What can you expect for David Villar? How long might he be around? Are the Giants going to give him some runway, or is this just to plug a hole while they've got a spot on the roster?
Well, today's going to tell the tale there, I think, because Brandon Crawford comes off the IL today. At least that's what we presume. All signs point to that. Do they feel like with him coming off the IL and Tyro Estrada having been very sick lately, do they need to keep Donnie Walton as a backup shortstop? unfortunately, VR plays a very good third base. He plays second base. He's learning that position. He does not play shortstop. Do they want to go with just Crawford for, maybe a few days if Estrada's not okay? I don't know. The good thing is you can give VR even just a brief taste yesterday, and you can bring him back soon when you make a decision on Walton. I think that's a spot where we could see him. But again, some of this goes back to right now their roster does not have a lot of flexibility. And honestly, at this point, I think I'd rather see the Luis Gonzalez's and the David Villars than I'd like to see, you know, maybe some of the other options that they have, the older guys that are not as flexible and not defensively versatile and you know, potentially liabilities in the field.
Yeah, certainly a conundrum for the Giants right now, a roster crunch in a variety of ways, and basically some roster oddities where you've got so many bat-first players, and yet the offense isn't productive, so many pitchers who are injured right now, and the rotation putting stress on the bullpen. Not a good scene, 5 losses in a row, 11 of their last 14. Susan down in Arizona providing all the coverage for the San Francisco Chronicle. Susan, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it.
Thanks, fellas. I'm going to go back outside now.
No, she's enjoy not. That.
Stay
enjoy
cool.
That.
Hydrate.
Hydrate.
Oh. Hydrate.
All right. Thank you.
That's fun.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did. Then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.